Hey everybody, Matt here. Thanks so much for downloading our first podcast. I just wanted to give you a quick note. There are some bug noises, like nighttime bug noises that happen toward the end of this podcast. Cicadas and crickets and things start coming out. And since I'm the sound engineer for this party, I have no idea what the hell I'm doing, that I could not filter all the way out. So just to let you know, it's not in your ears or anything funky going on with you guys. It is our podcast that is making those noises. So it's not that distracting, but I didn't want you to be wigged out. So thank you so much, and I hope you enjoy the show.
Stop it!
Do it now.
I hear you.
I want to ask you a bunch of questions.
Cookies? Who told you can eat my cookies? Put that cookie down! Now! It's time now to turn this mush into muscle. Time.
Welcome to Been There, Done, Matt. I am Matt.
I'm Ben.
And this is our first official, second unofficial podcast. Ben and I have been pals for, going on a decade now. Whenever we get together, we always talk about some stupid crap and makes us both laugh, so we were hoping maybe our stupid crap could make everyone else laugh too. So
our maiden voyage went a little too fast, as it always does when you're doing something for the first time, and we've decided to try again. We'll call this one the first one.
Yes.
And it'll be really good, and you can tell your friends how well we blasted your ear canals, and maybe they'll like to try us. You can stay with us, but we don't want to get too tied down just yet.
Agreed. So today we are going to discuss the cinema. Ben and I both enjoy the movies, so we thought we'd have some discussion points on movies.
Yes.
Take it away, sir.
We've got several categories we're going to touch today, but we're going to try not to go too long because we don't want to bore you. We want to make you laughgasm. So we're going to go right to the heart of the topic and discuss our favorite movies. Now, this isn't recent. It can be. But, Matt, I'd like to know your favorite movie of all time. I'm going right for that.
My favorite movie of all time. Right. That's a difficult question. But I would have to say Army of Darkness is still my all-time favorite movie ever.
Impressive. Have you seen all the versions of it? Have you seen the ones with the deleted scenes?
I have the regular version. I have the Boomstick edition. And some sort of director's something or others on one of those. I was disappointed in the director's edition because it had, he didn't clean up the stuff that he cut and put back in. So it was like, oh, this is a director scene. It's all pixelated and shitty sounding. Excellent.
Yeah. Still good though. Still.
Yeah.
Very
yeah.
Entertaining. Yeah.
Good stuff. Plus, I learned that Sam Raimi doesn't like the funny lines. Like he cut out all the, like good, bad, I'm the one with the gun, cut out of the director's edition. I'm like, are you serious? That's like the main line of the movie to me.
What a cunt.
Fucking Sam Raimi and your Spider-Man. Go work on your Spider-Man.
That's where the money's at.
Yes.
I myself can't choose a favorite because I'm a real fan of cinema.
Oh, that was loaded. You son of a bitch.
Yeah, you let me go first. Fuck you. No, I'll have to say I've seen a lot of great movies. I've seen a lot of stuff that I've loved, and I've quoted the ever-living crap out of so many great movies, but the one movie that always comes to mind when anyone ever asks what's your favorite movie, which is very hard of a question to actually ask and answer. I suppose it's easy to ask, but not easy to answer. every time, my favorite movie, my answer is always Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Nice.
Yeah, I can't stray away from that one. First time I watched it, I didn't understand it. I was confused, and I was on an acid trip, essentially, without actually taking anything. I might have been drinking. I'm not sure. Probably. But it hurt my brain after it was done. The visuals, the colors, and everything that was me. It was rude. I'm sorry. Xenophones, I'll not tell you again.
I'm like, what's going on? They probably didn't hear that. We just broke the fourth wall, my friend.
Yeah, I'm glad you pointed that
out. Yeah, yeah.
Now we have to
stop everything. Ben's phone rang.
No. People don't have to see what I'm looking at. Oh my God. Okay. You know, my 2-year-old's in the hospital, but this is important. I'll get back to it later. So, we got important work to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, so many quotable scenes. The acting by everyone in it did a very good job. And the further you look into the movie, the more great facts that come up.
I'm gonna say something that I've said to you before, and it pissed you off then. So you're gonna get pissed off all over again.
Awesome.
I have never seen that movie all the way through. I have fallen asleep.
Fuck.
Like 4 different occasions trying to watch that movie. And I'm not a drug guy. I've never done acid. I've never. So maybe that's why I'm missing the boat on it. I don't know, but it didn't.
The segment's called Matt getting on his pedestal.
Yeah, I'm looking down my drug free nose. Your ass. No, that's not. No, it's one of those things. It's like Rocky Horror Picture Show to me. Like where I so many people that I love it. That I feel like I should fucking, it should be amazing, but I can't.
And now you're blasting Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Damn. I can't get behind it, man. I just don't get it. It's not my thing.
God.
I think if I'd have seen either of those movies before it was like hyped up to like so many people like, oh, dude, it's the best thing ever. Like then I could have been like, oh yeah, it was cool. Like, but yeah, nah, it just doesn't do it for me.
I'm okay with that one. I waited like 3 seasons to start watching South Park because everyone was saying the exact same thing. I'm true. It's for true. For serious.
For true. That's for true.
That's for true. everyone's like, South Park is the greatest show ever. You will watch it, and there's a cat, and then they say shit, and then Kitty dies. I'm like, they kill a kitty? Yeah, no, they say he killed Kitty. I'm like. Wow, better fucking watch this.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. And then,
this is going to change my life forever.
Everybody doing the Cartman voice. Like,
oh, yeah. Well, that's why I thought, you know, they killed a kitty because they're all screaming in Cartman voice, and which is weird because Cartman doesn't give a fuck about Kenny.
or anything else for that matter.
Right.
And, that Cartman.
Oh, that Cartman. No, I'm not trying to start this podcast by launching against South Park. Its fans or its creators.
It's a good show. And
the show is pretty hilarious, and I'm a huge fan of the creators. Their other movies are fantastic. Big, big fan of their other movies. I own them. And yes, I still watch South Park, but I waited for a long time. Actually, I had a friend who'd never seen Titanic, and this was out when Titanic was in the theater.
Oh, back like 97, 98 era?
47, 48.
Oh,
1947.
They'd never seen the actual boat.
Right.
Okay.
the movie, and I went with my girlfriend at the time, and see, the last movie we saw was Star Wars Episode 1, and I got a handjob during it, and I was like, sweet, what can I get during Titanic? What do you do now? Didn't work out that way, apparently.
Too long.
A love story.
Too long of a movie, I think.
Oh, yeah, I don't need that. A love story, everyone's died, and, you know... So, you're going to go down like the Titanic? It didn't work out that way. But it was a good movie, and I was telling my friend who was going crazy for the South Park, we agreed. We'd watch the other one. I'm not even sure if he went and saw Titanic. He said he'd go, though.
Did you ever see the South Park movie?
Yes.
I went to go see that movie with this guy who was, like, huge fan of South Park. Like, he bragged that he'd had the soundtrack already, and he was like all, oh, he's so nerdy about it. And I'm like, I'm cool, and that's the kind of person I want to go see one of those movies with. It's like, so that I can like watch the screen and enjoy the movie, but if that's boring, I can watch the person who's the big fan and watch them go nuts. And like, but he sang along with the music because he had the soundtrack.
Yeah.
He wanted to show everyone, he was like Justin style. He wanted to show everybody like, look how smart I am, I know this, and I'm a big fan, and da da da. I ruined the whole fucking movie for me.
Justin style, you're talking about Justin's. Our old classmate?
Yeah. No, we haven't discussed Justin. He's going to come up every time, though.
I think so. Just know this. Justin is a giant douchebag cocksucker.
If you look up douchebag cocksucker in the dictionary, you will see a picture of Justin.
You will see the definition for douchebag cocksucker. but it'll give you a phone number, and they, every year, Webster's Dictionary updates that that number to call him. And he'd be like, what's up, dude? And you can talk to a true douchebag cocksucker.
And I implore him. Really educational experience.
Fuck, I think that we should find his number, and every time we podcast, we should broadcast that number as well.
Deuces, you guys, again. What the fuck?
So just know that Justin is a giant cunt. And
picture the person who sucks most of anybody you've ever met, and that then take it up a notch. And you've got
give him a few pinch of schoolyard bully, but definitely not the master strength to pull it off. He's kind of like a little toady who is like pulling the strings. He's a toady who pulls the strings, but has no brute to pull it off for him. So he thinks he's some sort of little mastermind. He's like some little retarded like villain in DC Comics or something. Whose powers is he's just a fucking prick.
And then Squirrel Girl takes him down.
Yeah, Squirrel Girl boxes shit. No, I think he's married to Squirrel Girl now. Actually, Ferret Girl. She was a fucking fan. Let's get back on topic here. What is the worst movie, in your opinion?
The worst movie, in my opinion.
Now take in consideration the next topic is going to be your most hated movie.
Oh, man.
Yeah, because the worst movie can't be what you hate the most. It's got to be the worst movie with a legitimate reason.
This is a tougher question.
Uh-huh.
Because there's bad movies that are bad on purpose that are actually kind of good movies. I think the worst kind of movie is a comedy that doesn't work. Like you can rent a bad horror movie and make fun of it and enjoy the camp. You can rent a bad action movie and you know just make fun of it. But you can't something that's trying to be funny and just isn't. You can't even make fun of it because it's already trying.
Uh huh.
It's really difficult. I just saw Man on a Ledge last night. That was god awful.
No, this is a movie, or is this your apartment complex?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah, apartment complex. No, the movie. The movie with the Australian guy who was in Avatar, Sam something. I'm a big cinema fan. Just gonna tell Sam something.
Was that Worthington?
Yeah, maybe. Definitely start with a W. I think you got it.
With your food.
Sam Witherspoon. That's okay. It was like. Two different. It was like the idea man came up and pitched the movie, and everybody's like, "Yeah, let's make this movie." And then they just attached somebody awful to do everything else.
The acting was poor.
The acting was okay, but the casting was not super awesome. They had like a bunch of not American people playing American people, which America, if nothing else, is full of American people.
This is factually true.
And not that I'm, you know, against foreigners or anything, but he's touted as this great actor, but he sounds foreign in everything that he does. Like, he sounds like, oh, that guy grew up in Australia, now he's in America. Like, that's what he sounds like every time I talk.
Okay.
So I guess that's my forerunner right now. I don't have anything better right now, but.
So, give me all right. So, okay, that's actually a good thing to point on. Out of place acting.
Yeah.
It can really, really ruin a movie. I could go easy on this one, and I could just go right for Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, Kevin Costner. Everyone did a good job. Even Christian Slater attempted at having some sort of an accent. Right? And you've got
Alan? Rickman?
No, the more. I fulfill my vow, Christian. the fuck's his name?
Everyone's shouting at their radios right now.
Shit.
Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman. Morgan Freeman. Even he puts on, you know, he envelops his character, he puts on the accent, he's black. Then
he's got the spots on his face already, sort of
a mulleted surfer, Kevin Costner, who's like, "I am Robin Loxley. You don't like America, you can get out." You know, he's got a shotgun. He's got a tin bag.
He was so wooden in that movie. Hell? He was
and everything about it was authentic. It was good. And then no one stopped to say to Kevin Costner, "Hey, do you think you can maybe English it up?"
Everyone else is at least trying to be British.
Look at Christian Slater. It's hilarious how he's just dying in this doggy paddle in this pond. He's trying to keep afloat, and he's kind of okay, but that pond's draining because you It's going into a giant vat that you're standing at the bottom of, and you're drowning. You're a dead man. Can you try to...
He can drum up more English with an arrow through his hand.
Yeah. Every time somebody hurts somebody, I'm going to do something. It's like, wow! Come on, guys. I'm making love here. It's amazing. And, but now, you know what? I got a text. Damn you. God damn you. Damn you to hell. That's impressive. This is a random number, too. I'll have to figure that one out later.
Well done.
Fuck, I think I should call him. We can put this one on the air. but I want to go with the bounty hunter.
That was not,
Gerard Butler.
Yeah, I gotta say, in the hit Robin Hood, it has a nostalgic thing for me. I still enjoy it. I know it's awful, but yep. I watched it when I was a little kid, and me and my little cousins played Robin Hood after we watched it, and it was awesome.
Yeah.
So, but we never played Bounty Hunter. Not the Gerard Butler vehicle.
So we got Johnny America, who's picked up a new job as a bounty hunter, and boom, he gets the collar to bring in his ex-wife. I mean, what man doesn't want to fucking bring his ex-wife to justice, you know? And
this had to have been just a fantasy that some screenwriter was like, oh, what if I got to collar that bitch? And then somebody made it. Somebody handed him a water
cast. Well, this is probably a fantasy of many men. But someone was Jewish enough to be the writer. And so they're like, let's get love interests up here. Let's get Jennifer Friendly Friendwitz Aniston. And
we're blowing people away with our knowledge of actors.
Friendly friend to us from the TV show Friends. All right.
From Leprechaun fame.
Exactly. and let's who can pair her up? Gerard Butler. He's hot. He's doing good. He just came off the 300 and. P.S. I love you. I mean, we're ready to have this guy. Let's have him up there. It's going to be a dynamite. And the one thing they should have done is made him a fucking foreigner, you know?
Yeah.
Instead, they're, you know, hey, Tennessee fucking Gerard, how's it going? You got to bring in another collar here. Bring in your ex-wife. And he's all just choking it back. He's like, yeah, I'll take this. And I will bring my ex-wife to justice. You got it. Why are you running from me, Jennifer? You know you got to go back to the courts and pay your... You can fall and it does not hurt me. Because it is... I'm American and you are my ex-wife. You know? Horrible! I saw it in the commercials and I was like, damn!
But you saw it anyway?
No!
Okay.
I saw the commercial.
Okay.
No, I might have seen it on TNT.
I watched it. It was on streaming Netflix, and I'm like, yeah, it's got quality people in it. Why not?
If I go over to your collection of DVDs, am I going to find the money?
No. Maybe. No.
We're going to take 10-minute break. But that would probably be... one of the worst movies. I can't go beyond hating that one, just because of the acting. It's not exactly the acting. I mean, it's the improper placement of
both of the. Yeah, both of those people's. Both of those people have been in things that they were acted passively in.
I feel like Michael Caine can do a better American. You know? And then he is as fucking jolly English as it gets. Long time ago, I found one in Bobby Goblins. I can't die with that nasty guy said Bobby Goblins. And then he'd just turn around and he would make an American.
I heard another podcast with Simon Pegg, and he was talking about how he would get... it was on the set of Ghost Protocol. He would have Michael Caine contests with Tom Cruise, and like to see who could.
So the Tom Cruise and Simon Pegg were impersonate.
Yeah, and Simon Pegg like gets like 90% more British when he does Michael Caine. It was impressive.
How did Tom Cruise do?
He wasn't there, so I couldn't tell how he did. According to According to Simon Pegg, he did. So, he did passively.
So Simon Pegg was on a podcast, and he's like, "Well, we'll email Tom Cruise's in here next time. Check in next week."
No, it was just like they were like, "What was it like working with Tom Cruise?" And he was like, "Well, you know, I could always crack him up before every
take." He was telling the story.
Blah blah blah. Yeah, yeah. So
I want to hear Tom Cruise do.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, that's actually.
It's probably akin to hearing him sing 80s rock songs. Rock of Ages.
He looks fucking awesome in the commercial. I've not seen the movie, but he looks great. Maybe he's a bachelor now. He's got time in his hands between movies. I think we should fucking find him. We should sit him down and be like, come on, we hear you do a Michael Caine. Let's not fool our listeners by hearing us say, we hear you do a great Michael Caine. Because I could probably call him up and be just.
Yeah, he'd be calling our listeners and he'd be asking.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't want that.
Last time we worked together. Oh, I can't die. We're not the case of Bobby Gummings. Did you happen to find yourself in the flight back? Sneezing up goblins. If you're right. That's probably a horrible one, but I love saying Bobby Goblins.
It's excellent. That
was it good?
I love the turning the TH sound to the V sound. That, for whatever reason, just cracks me up every time. Together.
Yes. The Dark Knight, the whole Batman there, it really impacted my life. I called up one of my friends. I was stranded. Now, I was stranded in a city. It was late night, and I needed a ride home badly. I'm not going to go into why I was in this town, so far from home, without a ride. Too late for the buses to come grab me. I'm not going to tell you the woman's name that I just got done shagging. Or her husband's name, just to protect their anonymity. But I called up one of my friends because I needed a ride home. And I called and I said, Ian, which is his name, but I'm not giving his last name. I said, Sneeze. I said, I'm in bad trouble, man. I need you to help. Help me. And he just goes, nah. He hung up. And I said, you know what? I'm going to be walking a fucking long distance home. But damn it, that was awesome. I'm not even mad. Never. What is your most hated movie?
I'm going to let you start on this one, man, because I know there's movies out there that are just awfully hated, but I can't think of a single one right now.
Okay. Gus Van Sant.
What?
He's a director.
Okay.
And he's done a lot of things. And I fucking hate him. Not everything he's done is shit. I'm pretty sure I'm a fan of some of his stuff. But one that I'm a real fucking stickler for is Last Days. Even the fucking cocksucker just is like, puts his name on the title of the fucking front of the DVD. Gus Van Sant's Last Days. Right. And they have an actor who's portraying, without saying he's portraying, that way the Cobain family doesn't get any money. The front of the cover is like a Kurt Cobain-esque picture, okay? And the kid playing Kurt Cobain did a damn good job at playing Kurt Cobain, never once saying this is Kurt Cobain. There's lots of talk about why, or even theories about why this story of the last days of Kurt Cobain, his name wasn't put up. And that's probably because we didn't want his former wife, Courtney Lovowitz.
Well, it's sort of his ex-wife, I mean.
Yeah, so that's new as far. They're not really together anymore. He's single. getting any more money than she's due. Seriously. We were going to call you in a minute. It seems to revolve around some rich rock star who is.
Damn it.
I don't know who that is. It's probably someone having fun, but I'm going to have fun too.
Jesus. I thought you were
the man who owns this cell phone just died right in front of me with a nasty case of ball goblins. His last thing before he died was seeing you, Darian Bell. But okay, the cinematography was the movie. Okay, yeah. It's like they wanted to say, "All right, this not much of a script. Just kind of do what I say when I say it. Other than that, just do whatever you want. There's no storyline because you're just thinking to yourself, is this Craig O'Brien or is this a fucking National Geographic of this fucking bush? which is a 5-minute long pan on a bush.
Wait, like
Kurt
a green...
walks past a bush as the camera stops at bush. 5 minutes! Now, that would be like, 5 minutes? I mean, you know, that takes me to get to the gas station to buy...
But your captive audience sitting in a theater looking at a bush.
You can't watch a screen. You can't look at a movie and be like, fuck me, what's this been an hour? That's when you got 2 minutes. 2 minutes of a pure bush? I'm talking about the foliage. I'm not talking about a porno either. Guess what? You've got 3 fucking more minutes to go. And it was all pan shots and stop at asinine things. It was all... Is there a story? Is there a character? Who are these people? And you only associate because of the story of Kurt Cobain before he killed himself. You don't even see the money shot at the end. Once again, not a porno. Gus Van Sant's last days. You don't even see him blow himself away. You don't. He, like, walks by you with a shotgun, and he's going somewhere. And it's back on this beautiful goddamn bush. He ain't even burning. And... He walks away, and then people show up, and they're like, oh, and they're talking to cops. What's the dialogue? Ain't no dialogue. We're still standing in this fucking bush. We're behind it, blurred up, and a mile away is some people.
Interesting things happening outside the bush.
I fell asleep twice in this movie. That says a lot, okay? So I was like, don't kill himself yet.
This was your fear and loathing.
No, this is a bush.
Sorry.
All right, Shadio, you're up.
Oh, sorry.
What's your worst movie?
Did he have shoes on when he was carrying the shotgun? Because I always thought like that would be a cool thing to like have. Just show him just carrying the shotgun and then like take his shoes off because you know he has to use his toes to pull the trigger.
You don't see him shoot himself.
Yeah, but you see him planning, right?
You see him walk by a bush with a shotgun in hand. He ain't sitting down. He ain't even in the garage or sound studio or whatever. He walks past and he's like. You know, he just fucking... And, heading off to go do something. You probably know what I'm going to do, but you ain't going to see it in this movie. Hey, Bush! And, that movie sucked ass.
What other stuff is Gus Van Sant's done? Because I've heard the name. I'm trying to... Wow. Are you going to IMDb right now?
Way to give it away. no, I am going to regale you in my vast Devron's knowledge.
that was on the way Homer. I call that kind of joke.
On the way Homer,
Devron. Yeah, you get it on the way home. Like, oh shit! Oh shit! Man.
All right.
Well,
now,
while you're looking up, I can.
I assure you, people, I'm not looking up. He's just trying to make a fuck out of me, which I'm not. okay, now here's my theory. He made a very articulate artist movie where he just was like telling other people, I'm teaching a class on how to be a director of photography. Here, take this camera and just fucking point it at stuff. I'm gonna be over here counting my money.
My money.
That's actually the guy who's counting money in Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. When they're like...
Nuh-uh, really?
Yeah, when they're like...
Oh,
so,
you're true artist, Gus.
So,
okay, I got it.
So, action, and he's counting money, and he's like, Jesus Christ, Ben, I'm busy. Now, that's pretty appropriate, because he's come up with some fucking epic movies. He's come up with Drugstore Cowboy, which is a fucking classic. I'm not sure if you've seen that one.
It's been on my list for a long time. I've never seen it.
Hey, you know what? Go ahead and take your opinion of Fear and Loathing and don't watch it. What about Good Will Hunting? You like math?
Can't get enough of that.
Yeah. Perhaps you've seen that one.
Yeah.
He's done other things. Off the top of my head.
I'm glad that I didn't start this off with it. Well, I'm a real cinephile and blah 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 because I am really showing that I don't know shit about shit right now.
No, that's why you need me in this one, I'm sure.
I appreciate it, buddy.
Someday we'll talk about.
I know things. I've seen films.
Bringing female to climax, then you can take that reins on that one, and I'll be like,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's what I sound like to you right now.
Yeah, that's what I say, it sucks.
Pretty much. So,
fuck.
He's done a lot of good stuff, but I guess, when it came to this one, he just phoned it in, because honestly, it's fucking...
I'm gonna say something really unpopular, and I'm gonna show my true colors, apparently.
Yes.
I have not seen a Wes Anderson film that I enjoyed. the if you stack up all of the shit about Wes Anderson, like he's got all the good actors that I like. Their performances are good. It's quirky. It's intelligent. Like it's all the things that I feel like I should like. But there's just something about his movies that I just can't get behind. Like the people that used to live across the hall from my wife and I in our first apartment.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, "Oh, you gotta come over and watch Royal Tenenbaums. Oh, you gotta come." And
ooh,
I'm like,
that's
and I'm
a
like,
horrible one.
Yeah, and I'm like, and I'm glad. I'm so fucking glad we didn't, because it would have been super awkward, like our first time meeting these people and hanging out with them, and we have to watch this piece of shit movie and act like we like it. But yeah, we rented it on our own, and like again, like. Yeah, Ben Stiller and Luke Wilson and Gwyneth Paltrow kind of have to take or leave, but Gene Hackman, like, all these fucking awesome people in this movie. It was just fucked up, and the stuff that was supposed to be funny wasn't funny, and, like, I don't know, man. I want my jokes to be funny. I don't necessarily need, like, guys slipping on banana peel and stupid lowbrow slapstick shit.
No, I know what you're saying.
I don't want to watch a movie where my biggest laugh is... Like that? No, I want to be like, holy shit, that's great! I love that because I'm that kind of the guy. Like, I'll get into it. Like,
yeah.
You know, your Hangovers and your, you know, the Cable Guy. I don't know.
these are
shit that maybe laugh out loud, and that's what I'm after. And I don't really. Oh, it's so witty.
All right, so for those of you who are listening, who are probably screaming at Matt for being such a fucking idiot. I'm not about to tell this to you. You can give Beth and Rick, the rest of you humans.
Fast forward 2 minutes.
Who I'd like to consider to be, you know, real humans, who are thinking to yourself, okay, I'm a little lost. Is this because I'm stupid? On the contrary. No. You're not. You just haven't been forced to watch a Wes Anderson movie. Now, these movies include...
Oh, I don't even need... Rushmore, Life Aquatic... I've seen all these movies. Rushmore, Life Aquatic, Royal Tenenbaums, Darjeeling, whatever the hell that one was called. The Mr. Fox, whatever.
Yeah, Moonrise Kingdom was the newest one.
I want to see it. Because
you're just
going to
fall in
the
Wes Anderson bear trap. See, a Wes Anderson movie, it comes off like this. And this is my interpretation of every one of his movies. Is you've got a certain... genre of people who go, oh, yes, Wes Anderson shit's gold. I saw Rushmore. The funniest movie I've ever seen in my life. Now, these people, you won't want to actually watch a movie with. You're not going to be like, let's kick back some beers, because they're going to be pretty particular about their beer. And anybody who's like, well, if it's, then I'll drink it, can go fuck themselves. But they will also be on a caliber of, but I read the first half of the book. Every Wes Anderson movie starts off like, so you've read the first chapter? Good, because here's the movie. They give you no precursor to where you're at, what it is, why you should give a fuck about a character, or why is the story progressing in this way. They go, we assume you know. And to anybody who announced, I'm lost, is a retard. Okay? And at the end of a Wes Anderson, they go, well, you'll read the second, the third book. You'll read the next one on your own time. And you'll be like, oh, yeah, no, I totally will.
Thank you,
god of cinema. You're a great guy because you brought us this middle of a movie. Thank you. And anybody who act out is, oh, well, just go watch Dumb and Dumber. Which, by the way,
is great.
It's a good movie.
It's kind of like if I was telling you a story, and I was like, and then they were all at eggs, so I had to buy.
Exactly.
So
and
don't,
nobody
you
would
don't know why I'm buying eggs.
Nobody would even.
What did you end up buying? I'm not going to tell you. You have to draw your own conclusions,
my friend. In a line in a grocery store, saying that you walk past, not caring. What started that? And you don't care about the conclusion.
You would never pay me 50 to hear that conversation.
But since fucking an actor of high caliber, wow.
I named a bunch. We can use those ones that I named. Those.
No. Wes Anderson, he likes his specifics, and there's one guy who will always pull in people.
Bill Murray.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Walking past Bill Murray, who's saying eggs, and what I really forgot to pick up was, you will fucking listen to every word he has to say.
Yeah.
You're like, this is going to be hilarious. There is never a payout.
You're going to come with us to refill drinks.
never pay out when it comes to Bill Murray.
Well, that's the thing. Like Bill Murray, for the longest time, like I'm Ghostbusters Bill Murray fan. Like yeah. Stripes, Groundhog Day. Like when he got to be himself.
Yeah.
Or what I thought himself was back then. And ever since Lost in Translation, I can't trust. If I see his name,
I sleep well in that one.
If I see his name, I can't really like. Oh, is this one of those one of his Lost in Translation kind of deals?
After
or is
I
this
finish watching, Scott
actually going to be funny.
I don't even care about the rest of the movie. And I tell you what, it takes 5 minutes because perhaps she's not on screen just yet. But
well, my wife and I watched that, and we. I'm just going to call her Kelly from now on because that's it. Sounds weird because Ben knows who it is and you don't. So Kelly is my wife.
Yeah, just call her your
she's
wife.
Lovely and wonderful.
What if someone's tuning into podcast number 5? And what the hell is Kelly?
Oh, shit. Yeah, no, no. Anybody who just heard that, don't tune in to podcast number 5.
No,
but anyway.
Just give out our password.
Kelly and I were watching that, and we didn't know that you weren't supposed to hear the last line. So we, like, I had just gotten a brand new sound system when that movie came out. Mm-hmm. We rewound it and watched that fucking thing, like, 5 times in a row. Like, I still can't hear. What the fuck is going on?
I'm gonna tell you the information. It's going to slay you.
Okay. All right.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You never got the name?
No.
Okay. Fair enough.
No.
You referenced it on Family Guy. I thought maybe you picked it up there.
Oh, no.
So yeah, not a big fan of that one. Not my least favorite movie of all time. Like it was watchable, but I wouldn't watch it again. I've got a deep cut for you. There was a little while where I was watching a lot of indie films, and there was this one called History Boys. This movie I do not recommend. There's a dog outside barking. I apologize. My dog is barking.
Now we've got a fucking fight. All right, if you people at home could see this, you would see a vicious fight going on between these two.
Get down. Someone just heard me beat my dog. No, I didn't. I pushed her. Anyway, as you go, girl, protect us. There's a movie called History Boys, and it's got the big fat, it was a British film, I believe. I'm trying to remember, I believe. Mm-hmm. It's got the big fat guy from Harry Potter that played his uncle.
Mm-hmm. His uncle, okay.
Yeah, his uncle. And it looked like this quirky movie about teachers that are, you know, one of those, like, Mr. Holland kind of movies where the teacher's really cool and it just kind of tells his story or whatever.
Sure.
This movie is the teacher that everybody loves. He picks a boy, it's a boys' school, all boys' school. He picks a boy and takes him home every day. From school on his moped, and that's like kind of the thing, like, oh, he's just being cool. And then while he's on the moped, he reaches around and plays with their junk while they're sitting behind him on the moped, and they all kind of just put up with it for some reason.
I'm reminded of church for some reason. Continue.
and then I think maybe somebody finally comes forward and they oust him, and he's not in the movie very long at all anyway.
Wow.
And then the new teacher comes, and he's, you know, very prim and proper, and he tries to do what he, you know. And this,
oh, Jack Black.
Yeah, school front. No.
Yeah.
I'm
not going to touch your cock! I'm going to go back to my shed, and I'm going to talk to you about buggery.
But, so this new, and he, and the new teacher comes, and he's very prim and proper, and he... Then it turns out he's gay also, and then one of the boys in the class that he kind of has a crush on, that he kind of, like, you know, gets shy around or whatever, mm-hmm. like, he's not gay, but he kind of, like, tries to be gay because he's curious or something, because the teacher's gay. It's like this, and I have nothing against homosexuality, everybody can do their own thing, but I really feel like some gay teacher wrote this movie and just was like his dream come true. Like, everybody I ever have a crush on turns gay. And, like, by the end of the movie, everyone's gay. It's really, it's disturbing and weird.
Okay.
And just, not because of the gay thing, just because of the weirdness of everybody switching.
I hate to get Freudian on you, but we are on Most Hated Movies. Is there a reason that you went for this one? Most Hated Movies?
No, just because it was awful. Like, it just didn't go anywhere. I didn't understand the point of it or where it was headed or... It wasn't anything like the fucking preview. Like, I hate that anymore. Like, the preview is one thing, the movie's another. That's a Wes Anderson thing too. Like, zany comedy,
entertaining and funny.
They show
and
this
quick.
They show this the two slapstick things that happen in the movie in the trailer, and then you go to see the movie and you're like, what the fuck? This is not what I came to see.
Absolutely.
But I have Just so people know that I don't just, you know, want to see Dumb and Dumber and Cable Guy, I did like that, Once, especially the movie here. Once, an independent film. Yes. Excellent. Mm-hmm. Check that one out. The soundtrack is also excellent. Namesake, starring Kumar from Harold and Kumar. It was all about Indian culture and trying to mesh into American culture. And very, very good movie. Very, very excellent. What I don't like in independent style movies, and I say independent style because I'm about to make more enemies, movies where pretty much any movie that has blurry camera things going on, so you can't kind of see what's going on, like it's a picture edgy of a windowsill or something, then the focus is going in and out, and then you have a person talking over it,
mm-hmm.
like, oh, like, I thought that I would go up today and buy some carrots. And like just boring bullshit, like trying to impart these as though they're universal truths of the human condition or something, like Adaptation or Thin Red Line.
Uh-huh.
If that happens in a movie, I'm going to automatically hate it. Like, I... Ugh.
You've, That's awesome.
That's why I had to throw in a couple, like, two smart movies that I know that I like, so that people don't just think that I'm an ass man.
I understand.
All right. So that was my movies I hate. I could only pick one favorite, but it had 1,500 hatred.
No, yeah. all right, so... Getting off track, I think, is what we're going to do pretty popularly in this.
Yeah.
But bear with us. We'll probably have something that you will chuckle about. And if not, there it is. What
farts is funny?
Movies have you seen this year? What's the favorite, the best one that you've seen in 2012?
Oh, let's see. 2012. It's cliche, but I'm going to say Avengers. I really, really loved Avengers. Mm. I thought it was excellent. I liked it better than Dark Knight Rises. I was holding out hope because I really thought that I was going to like that one. It was very good, but I was no Avengers. I really enjoyed it a lot.
Okay. It's just because of your, you have comic book fandom history. It's guys yes. wearing an actual, what is that, Avengers shirt?
This I bought the shirt well before the movie came out. This was
from, it's got Spider-Man and
this is from Ultimates.
Two. Okay.
Yeah, this was way back in the Ultimates comic run. When they first rolled
great,
that out.
Great series.
Back in, like, 2001.
Okay.
But yeah, I am a huge comic geek. I probably wouldn't like the movie nearly as much if I wasn't. But, I mean, the way that they built it, I got...
I got invested. Non-comic fans, I think
yeah,
a
I got...
Fantastic
they,
fucking movie.
They really did it right with the movies leading up. Like, you get invested in the characters of Iron Man and Thor to a smaller degree and Captain America and Hulk reboot.
Yeah.
But, and they really, I wanted to see more, and they showed me 2.5 hours more, and I fucking loved it.
How it was you? A good one. It was damn near, an unstoppable fucking movie. All the elements of the Avengers were great.
And as Avengers as a comic before Ultimates and any of that, like, it had interested me not at all. Mm-hmm. Like, I was all about DC Universe because those heroes are actually, like, powerful. Like, they did a while back, they did a Avengers versus DC Justice League.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, why? Justice League would stomp all over Avengers. Like,
I always hated DC growing up.
Yeah, me too. But something about the huge amount of world-shaking power that...
Well, yeah, I mean, to try to take down Superman.
Yeah, Superman versus Captain America.
Bunch
please.
Of...
Please.
Oh, yeah.
Thor versus Superman, even, I don't think would be a contest. Anyway, sorry, I'm getting off to nerdy things. What was your favorite movie this year?
Fucking Star Wars Episode 1, Phantom Menace 3D.
I knew it. Now that you can see how 3D the world is,
yeah.
It really opened it up for you. Because I remember
especially
you hating Phantom Menace.
I did.
Phantom the Menace.
Yep. The girl gave him the handjob in Phantom Menace. It was not, to be. So I just knew. Let's go ahead and I'm gonna go right for the throat. It was the goddamn Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah.
Did you like it better than Dark Knight?
Oh man,
that's a tough one.
It's incredibly tough.
I say no. I feel like Dark Knight was a better movie. I don't know why. Maybe it was just because the hype of me waiting for like 2 years, being like, oh god, it's gonna be so great. Oh my god. But it was good. It was very good. Well,
I'll be honest. I'll tell you this. Fitz can add any score to Rises. When I was seeing trailers for it for like the year before it even came out, I had no cineboner whatsoever. I didn't give a fuck.
For Dark Knight Rises?
Yeah, I didn't care. Okay. It was like, okay, you know what, whatever. And I kept checking out more stuff, and I was like, hey, all right. Oh, they're going to go with Bane. Oh, wow. Going right to the fucking end of the movie.
Yeah, because Bane worked out so well the last time they did
it. Yeah. Did that movie. Like downloading a porno and going, you know, I want to see what happens in the last 5 minutes of this two-hour epic charade of Feast of Flesh. And Catwoman, the girl who played Catwoman, I'm not a fan.
Yeah, Catwoman, I could have taken her left Catwoman.
Yeah, so I wasn't too
excited. She wasn't a great Catwoman.
Not to mention, I knew that people were going to have to be coming after Heath Ledger on this one. And his fucking performance was off the hook.
Yeah.
Something to always remember. And I don't even
Jack Nicholson is like, dude, that was a pretty good Joker.
Well, we can get into that one after my statement here, because right, I would love to compare Nolan and Burton. So I wasn't looking forward to it at all. And then it came out, and I said, you know, I might be seeing this on DVD. And then a fucking shooting happened in Colorado. And I was like, whoa. That was pretty fucking... I was just living there, for Christ's sake.
Right, yeah.
And, wow. People were really that excited. But which pissed me off.
I don't think that had to do anything to do with how excited he was. So excited he shot up a movie theater.
No. It wasn't, I don't think. But when I heard about a mad gunman went nuts in a theater and killed people a half hour in, which, by the way, fucking tragic. You sit there and it starts, you count 30 minutes and see where you're at and you die. That is the fucking worst fate known. Because there's so much good shit ahead of you. You're not going to see. And I guarantee you, none of those motherfuckers went to go see it again. Those that lived. They're like, you know what? Not a fan of comic book movies ever again. No, when I heard this kid went nuts and started killing people, even called himself the Joker.
Did he call himself? I didn't make
yes.
That. Did he really?
Yeah. He had
he wasn't
pink
dressed
hair.
Like
no.
Dumbass.
Right. And then I thought to myself, this kid got it wrong, because the last movie was about, let's release a little anarchy. Okay. Hey, dipshit. Wrong movie. Okay.
Wait till Dark Knight is showing up the cheap seats.
Then I wanted to see. I waited a little bit longer.
I'm gonna record.
Yes, definitely. I went a little bit longer because I wanted to see if this is a trend. But I also I don't like going to movies that are packed. I hate other humans.
Yeah.
I don't like sitting next to them. I kept farting on a guy and Return of the King. It was packed house, Return of the King. I always made sure I went opening night because I'm a fucking fanboy for Tolkien. And Return of the King, Lord of the Rings, by the way. I'm sitting there and I got my girl at the time's laying on me on her side, which she's got the right to snuggle with me, okay? And I got a guy to the left of me because we're all packed in like sardines. He's the guy who went with the majority of his group, who doesn't want to see the movie.
What?
Nice. And so he huffs, and he fucking puffs.
Aww.
And he sighs, and he's not a fan. And for some reason, he thinks, I'm just going to lean in this guy next to me. I don't know him. We didn't even sit there and be like, hey, so are you excited? And he's like, I'm Tom. No. I don't know the guy's name, and I haven't talked to him. All I know is he doesn't want to be here, and now he's laying on me.
So it wasn't just a sharing the armrest guy. He was actually all about
it. He was beyond the perimeter, the fucking vertical line, on my side of the armrest, the very edge of the armrest, which is complete my domain, in that area, belongs to me. And he's well beyond it. several pounds over. Just fucking leaning on me, and I got my other girl, leaning on me the other side. I'm like, what the hell? I'm getting pinned in. I don't know this guy. So I start farting at him.
How did you not get any on your girl?
I leaned toward her.
Okay, nice.
The barrel was pointed at him. And just bam, 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 bam. I got him. I got him good. Bitch.
Why does my whole left side smell like fart now? It's weird.
For the rest of your fucking life. So, now, that being said, that I fired at a man many years before watching the third installment of Nolan's Batman, that movie was awesome because I wanted to see more Bane. I was pleased to see more Bane. Whenever Bane would happen, I was like, this is awesome. And, yeah, I wanted to see more Joker, and I was pleased to see more Joker, but a lot of things were going on. A lot of things were happening, and... it was good, and so we
I fucking distracted the shit out of you. I'm sorry.
I'm trying to save it.
You're stumbling, and I'm like, dude, people are gonna just think he's lost his last brain cell or something. I want to just explain that I tried to like give a surreptitious note to Ben that we need to wrap up in like 10 more minutes.
Ironically, wasting another minute.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Sorry, everybody. Sorry, Ben. All right, go ahead.
Here's the one thing: what character and what actor could they bring in that would be acceptable to follow Heath Ledger's Joker in the next movie? That's a hard fucking pressed thing. I mean, who could do it? What character could do it? Who would you be accepting? I mean, that's...
Robin Williams is Riddler. Duh.
What do you get when you take Martha Washington and you take... and you take George W. Bush... I'm going to come in here and I'm going to just run your country for a little while as a retarded special needs person. And you... Yeah, no. I heard Johnny Depp was supposed to be the Riddler.
I heard all sorts of things. I just that was from way back, like after Batman Returns, the original Burton version. They're like, oh yeah, Robin Williams is going to be Joker.
I also saw 1 year after The Dark Knight, I saw somebody, some genius, put together a montage of people saying on the internet that they hear that the Joker's going to be in the next one, and he's played by Heath Ledger. This is the worst mistake ever. I read all of these hate blogs about Heath Ledger could never pull off a Joker in his lifetime. This is 1 year before they released Dark Knight. Funniest fucking thing I've ever read in my life. Fantastic.
Well, honestly, back then I probably would have agreed. Like, I'm like, you got Brokeback Mountain, you got Knight's Tale. Not really bringing it strong on a lot of this stuff.
Yeah, but not for Joker. Like, you can't take...
I couldn't, in retrospect, link Dark Knight Joker to Knight's Tale. Like, those two people just don't seem to exist outside.
You're forgetting two key elements.
Okay, let's have it.
The Patriot.
Very good, yes. I was forgetting Patriot.
Mixed with a nice tail.
Because he's got the blue teeth.
Yep.
Yep.
10 things I hate about you.
Yep, you nailed it. Yep. Got it. Man, where were you? Well, you were in Colorado. Never mind.
I was. And this was before the shooting, unfortunately. Okay, so, your favorite movie of the year is going to go with Avengers. That's an easy one. Mine, yep. Dark Knight Rises.
Pretty easy pick also.
Quite, yeah. I'd like to say the more low-budgeted pick for mine, indie pick, I wouldn't say low-budget because it's called The Billion Dollar Movie, would be Tim and Eric's Billion Dollar Movie. Now, this isn't because it was a fucking good movie. It wasn't something that went under the radar, produced by someone small and only smart people get it. No, this movie was terrible.
Was this the one with all the sponsors?
Sponsors?
That, they made some movie. No,
Adult
no, that was...
Swim was...
Okay,
was
never mind.
Pretty much.
I'm thinking of it. There, Morgan Spurlock did some sort of...
Oh, Christ.
And he, like, the movie was all paid for by sponsors. And he tried
this
to get
movie should
McDonald's.
Be I'm not dead yet.
He did. he tried to get McDonald's to, and I think they ended up, they might have sponsored, I don't know, I can't remember, but it was an entertaining story.
Vegan.com. most of the fans, I think, that are listening to us probably have never heard of Billion Dollar Movie. Those of you who have, I applaud you. Thank you. Tim and Eric, their TV show is for the eccentric and eclectic master of comedy. I mean, if you like it a certain way, you'll like their stuff. If you don't like their stuff, that's fine. You're normal. It's fine. Billion Dollar Movie, I had been waiting for, and when I saw it, there were great elements, and there was stuff that just went over the top and wasn't good at all. But the only reason I still love it is because of the stuff that they've done in the past. Tim and Eric, I'm a huge fan. And Billion Dollar Movie, I fucking own it, and I have a signed autograph by the both of you. And if you're a Tim and Eric fan and you liked Billion Dollar Movie, I would like you guys to send us an email at BenThereDoneMatt@Podomatic.com and tell us how much you loved it. And of course, if you hated it, well, then I fucking implore you to go to send an email to BenThereDoneMatt@Podomatic.com. You're not alone. Either one of you, you're not alone. It takes something to understand it, and it takes something to hate it. And it's easy to do both. You're still normal. And we'll have to watch it sometime, but I have to get you really inebriated. That's the only way to watch it.
Fair enough. Yeah, I don't have an indie pick for this year. I haven't kept up very well on my independent things.
That's fine. That's why it's independent. Mainstream fuckers like us.
I do have another thing for the hate column that I just saw in my notes here that I forgot to mention.
Oh, yeah.
There Will Be Blood. Have you seen this movie, There Will Be Blood?
There Will Be Blood.
Mm-hmm.
What is that, Maroon 5?
No. I think they did the soundtrack, though. I think you're right.
Okay.
This was Daniel Day-Lewis.
Mm-hmm. Big fan.
I'm normally a big fan, too. But he was a
larger... Father oil...
Larger than life oil man. I'm an oil man! And, like, just... Yep. Just carried on, like...
This is my son, J. Joe Jameson. my partner. I'm going to teach you to speak English with this knife. You see this fucking knife?
A Saturday Night Live sketch version of a character carried throughout and totally serious.
Really?
And I couldn't...
That actually sounds pretty badass. You might want to hold on yourself.
Maybe. And there are people who love this movie. My brother-in-law loved this fucking movie. But he just... And it... I mean, there were good parts of it. Like, there were good emotional stuff that happened and stuff. But my main problem in the movie is called There Will Be Blood. And this guy's like an evil bastard. And very little blood in the movie. Like no blood until almost the very end of the movie.
Huh.
Like, not a spoiler, I don't think. But if you're going to name your movie...
Well, There Will Be Blood.
There Will Be Blood. Like, yeah. Don't make me wait 2 hours for the blood. Like, give me a little bit of blood here and there.
Do you think it's the blood of the earth? Oil?
Yeah, probably. I don't know. Maybe. Or it's something
to do with...
Or maybe
they just fucking said, well, we need a title for this piece of shit.
Because that was kind of my thinking was...
What are we going to expect in this movie? Now there will be blood.
There's a guy that, he's a real bastard, and there will be at some point, because something's got to give, kind of thing. But,
I never had no son.
Anyway, sorry, I derailed. So back to your... What's up?
I got to sleep with one eye open. I only got one eye. I don't sleep good.
I don't know what you're calling
Gangs of New York, you fucking high?
Damn it, no. Yeah, I've seen it. It was good. It's been too long.
That's one of Daniel Day-Lewis's, like, best performances. If you were to talk to my mother, though, she would say it's Dances with Wolves.
Or My Left Foot?
My Left Foot.
Yes. He did more acting with that one foot.
That. Edited that out. It's Last of the Mohicans.
I wondered. I wasn't going to judge.
Maybe drink.
Maybe in a bad bit part.
This has nothing to do with being killed.
I wanted to say, balls. We're gonna go over. I wanted to say when you first kicked this off, you're like, oh, I quote a bunch of movies. Like when Ben and I, like the first or second year that we were hanging out, like it got to a point where you would say something, and I would be like, what's that from? And you're like, Yeah, and that's just me. I'm just talking. Like, you're like, hey, you and me, let's go get a sandwich. And, like, you're just being silly.
What's
like,
that from?
And I'm like, yeah, what movie is that?
I'm just asking you a question.
God damn it. But you spoke so much in movie that I literally,
no,
like...
not a lie. I've had that confrontation many a time. What's that from? It's an original idea. All right, we're going to wrap it up here. We're just about done. 2012, actresses, TV, movie, don't matter. I want to know, in your opinion, who's got the hottest body? We'll start with female. Probably end with female.
Hottest body. Boy, I don't know. Yeah. I'm going to go Daniel Day-Lewis again, I think.
You, okay, wrong. You're married, as you said, my wife, naturally.
She's not an actress.
It doesn't matter. You gotta play the game.
Daniel Day-Lewis is hotter than my wife. What can I say?
All right. Well, 2012. What did you see him in? Spielberg's fucking Lincoln behind the scenes.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I wonder if he's gonna play it. Like I've heard that Lincoln actually had like a really high pitched voice, like yes. In real life. So I wonder if he's gonna be like.
If he does, man, fucking give him a Grammy because he deserved it.
Couldn't be any more cartoonish than this. There will be blood.
I think Daniel Day-Lewis may surprise you. You could probably get a little more cartoony than that. All right, so 2012 best female body, in Ben's opinion, is still the reigning champion for the last 4 years, Rhea Perlman. All right, that is all we have for tonight. Thank you guys for listening this far. Next time we meet, shit's going to get serious. We're going to talk about some pretty hectic topics. It's gonna blow your mind.
We're gonna be thinking about
Spoiler alert.
Iced tea. Favorite kinds.
Favorite actor.
Black tea. Black tea versus chai.
We're gonna
get into the deep. We'll talk
about Oprah's favorite sexual position. You're not gonna want to miss our next podcast, guys. Thank you for listening this far.
Check us out on.
Tell us you got this far. We'll give you. A coupon or something.
Check us out on Twitter.
Yeah, we're Twitter. We're Twitter folks.
At Ben There Done Matt.
Ben There Done Matt. You'll find us on Twitter.
And then, as we mentioned before, you can email us at Ben There Done Matt at Podomatic.com. Podomatic.com.
We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to know if somebody's out there going, fuck these idiots.
Yeah, yeah. If that's all you have to say, that's perfectly. Acceptable.
All right. We're going to go ahead and, like we do every time, we'll leave off with one of our favorite Arnold quotes.
Yes.
This one comes from...
I'm going to let you go last, though, because yours is much better than mine.
Oh,
so I'm
okay.
Going to say, get down! That's my favorite. That's a good one.
That is a good one. And I remember that movie. Mine is going to be, well, I hope you leave enough room for my fist, because I'm going to ram it down your stomach and break your goddamn spine! And so,
and the podcast on a peak.
Kindergarten Cop. Love you guys. Thank you for tuning in.
Good night, babies.